Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the 29th of June. Hope you're well. Had a good weekend. It's been all right, hasn't it? It's been churning along and seeing some good results on Twitter. People doing well. Hasn't been too bad at all at the minute. Right. What have we got for today? I'll have further update. Looks like an absolute manic week tomorrow and Wednesday, so I'll have a bit longer pods on Thursday. A couple of bits I want to cover, modelling, training, mindset. There's just a few bits that I want to talk about if we get the opportunity. But Tuesday and Wednesday look absolutely mental football-wise, I think. So I will obviously update the Ultimate Area tomorrow morning. Trading group from the seminars, I will send you a WhatsApp over the next couple of days, probably Wednesday, just about the way forward with that and resumption. It will be a tentative resumption. As I say, I've got my concerns about football over this next month in particular, just as teams have less to play for in front of closed doors. How much is a difficult thing to quantify, how much effort will teams actually put in when they've got nothing to play for, go a goal behind, will they chase the game, happy to sit there. It is a difficult thing to quantify. I didn't actually realise that the league start dates had been given out, so at least that gives us time now. I can have a look at that this week and sort a plan out. FDD members, they've now got to the stage now where they're resumed charging, so there is a note on the top of the FDD page. Concerns more those of you who had a year membership, or you need to cancel any payments, and then they'll extend it when it runs out for the missed period. So make sure you read that and contact them when it runs out. Cancel your payments so that they don't go through, because that will just make it all messy then. So go into your PayPal, cancel FDD if you were due a credit over that period. But read the top of the website. It should make some sort of sense, hopefully. And as I say, Ultimate and all that, we'll sort all the next season out over, I think, the break sort of through August. So we'll sort all that out then. Ultimate members, I'm going to put a questionnaire on your page. Hopefully it'll be up tomorrow. The Ultimate as it exists now will remain, but I'm looking to add some bits, and I just want some feedback input from you guys about the bits you use and additions that I'm planning, whether they'll be any good or not, because it's pointless putting a load of time into this stuff if people aren't going to use it. So when you see that on the Ultimate page, it will certainly be up over this week. Could you just please, all of you who are members, take time to fill it in? Obviously, the more of you fill it in, the greater the feedback, the more I can get that sorted. It's got a sort of, it'll have a brief explanation of some of the new things we're looking at, but I'm happy to keep them for myself, or making them public just involves work, obviously, because it's got to be published every week. So I've got no problem doing it if people are going to use it, but just to try and get some feedback from that so that we know. I want to make some big strides with stuff over that this week. And somebody has suggested to me for Ultimate some Zoom training, and I think next season when that starts, it's not worth doing it now. We may as well, when we get the new features next season, I'm quite happy to sit on a Friday afternoon, maybe Friday evenings before the weekend football, and do a sort of hour long Zoom and talk through some of the files and how I use them. So that's certainly something that we can factor in for people who join next season. But if Ultimate members can have a look out for that question, it may be up tomorrow, it may be a couple of days, but it will be in the members area if you can just take a look, and hopefully then we can tailor it a bit more to what you want and not do unnecessary work here. Okay, that's that. Horse-wise, I've had a good shout for Gullen 1 in the 6:30 at Thirsk. win and place. Gallon 1, Rachel Richardson's mount in the 6:30 at Thirsk, currently 10. The other horses are on the blog, on Twitter rather, on the blog. What am I on about? We got a couple of late goals at Inter last night were nice for the over 2.5 at Palmer. Today I have got a I've got a first half goal at Gençlerbirliği in Turkey, 7 o'clock kickoff. If it's 0-0, 25 minutes, Gençlerbirliği, and over 2.5, this will be one that's popular, over 2.5 at Palace Burnley is too big. So you may want to drip back through that and trade that as the goals go in. So Gençlerbirliği, a 7 o'clock kickoff, first half goal, and then Palace Burnley, 8 o'clock kickoff, over 2.5. That is it from me. Have a wonderful... have a wonderful Monday, and I'll be back with you. It'll be a bit later tomorrow because I've got all the stuff to do. So I think Tuesday and Wednesday look very busy football-wise, so I'll give you as much info as I can in tomorrow's pod.